This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Friday from behind the mic at Audiophile Magazine. If you've been listening this week, you know Emily Connolly, an editor at Audiophile, has been my guest, and she has been recommending just a lot of really good books this week. So, Emily, I'm curious how you're going to put a period at the end of this sentence.
Well, I'm very excited to talk about today's audiobook. It is called Nick and Charlie, a Heartstopper novella, and it's written by Alice Oseman, and it's narrated by Hugh Parmenter and Sam Newton. And if you have been watching Netflix and their new series, Heartstopper, it is a beautiful adaptation of Alice's webcomic and graphic novel series.
Okay, and if you haven't, which I haven't, and I have no idea what any of this is about.
So the story of Heartstopper is about two British prep school boyfriends, Charlie and Nick, and their story of coming together. And Nick, who's narrated by Sam Newton, just won't stop talking about how excited he is to go to university in the fall. And Charlie, who's narrated so well by Hugh Parmenter, is very, I don't know if jealous is the word, but, you know, he's worried about what's going to happen when his boyfriend goes away to university and whether they should stay together or whether they should try to make long distance work. And it captures all these complicated feelings about graduating and moving on to a new school and how, you know, your lives change at the end of high school.
And it goes back and forth between alternating chapters.
Yes, it alternates between the two. And Alice's writing is just so appealing and immediate. You really feel like you're right there with these two kids. And there's a lot of humor in the story, too. It's definitely an emotional listen, but it's very sweet.
Tell me about the narrators, Hugh Parmenter and Sam Newton.
Hugh has a deeper voice, and he really gets the wry humor that we hear in Charlie's story. And Nick, who is such a sweet, sort of like a golden retriever of a character. He's a rugby player, and he's, you know, the story in Heartstopper is he's finding out that he's bi and learning all this about himself and just so excited about being in this relationship with Charlie, but also worried about him too. And so I think that Sam does a great job of capturing all those different emotions and that real sweetness at the heart of this character.
Okay, so we have a clip, and who will we be listening to, Nick, Charlie, or both?
We're going to be listening to just Charlie in this part, so it's narrated by Hugh Parmenter.
Okay, here we go. Nick and Charlie, a Heartstopper novel by Alice Oseman, read by Hugh Parmenter and Sam Newton, and we'll be hearing from you right now.
Nick's over there. I look back at Harry, and he's pointing towards the far left corner, grinning at me. Then he starts walking towards the corner, humming, "We're all in this together," and I follow him.
"Nick! Mate!"
Harry shouts over the crowds of Year 13s, all holding food and red plastic cups and taking photos of each other. And there he is. He turns round from a small group of people, a slightly dazed expression on his face as if he's not quite sure whether he's imagining Harry's voice. I've been going out with Nick Nelson since I was 14. He likes rugby and Formula One, animals, especially dogs, the Marvel Universe, the sound felt tips make on paper, rain, drawing on shoes, Disneyland, and minimalism. He also likes me. His hair is dark blonde and his eyes are brown, and he is 2 inches taller than me, if you care about that sort of thing. I think he's pretty hot. but that might just be my opinion. When he spots us, he waves enthusiastically, and when we finally reach him, he looks at me and says, "All right."
You know, boarding school friendships are so intense. Moving on is really like a double whammy.
And I should clarify, they're not boarding school. They're not in boarding school. They're in a prep school. So it's a day school. So but they do, as you hear the story, they spend so much time together, the two of them. And that's one of the things they're worried about, because they've been, you know, seeing each other in school, spending the night in each other's houses, you know, doing everything together every weekend. So how do you shift to a relationship where one of you is off to university having new adventures and the other's left behind?
It's very bad to be left behind. That's all I'm saying.
I know. But definitely such a heartwarming story. And, you know, for anybody, like I said, anybody who is excited about getting to see it on screen and wants to have more of the story, this is a definite must listen.
Emily, thank you so much. That is Nick and Charlie, a Heartstopper novel by Alice Oseman, read by Hugh Parmenter and Sam Newton. I'll talk to you next month. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publishing the finest fiction and nonfiction audiobooks for adults and children. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.